The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Live from the Liberty University studio, this is the Todd Starnes Show. Todd is out just for today with executive producer Grace and producer Kyle. My name is Harry Hurley, good friend of Todd's way back. And I'm filling in today. Honor to be here, and Todd and Grace and Kyle, thanks for the opportunity to work with such a great team. Todd is presently, if I am right on this, and I think I am, Todd is presently at about somewhere between 33,000 to 40,000 feet in the air, making his way back home. Todd will be back here with you tomorrow on air. It's a big news day. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, and some great guests that will be coming up. Your phone calls, of course, at 844-747-8868. It's the Todd Starnes Show. And as I mentioned, it is clearly a big news day. President Biden delivered his speech before the UN General Assembly. He said that Russia is shamelessly violating the charter with the war against Ukraine, and that it's a brutal, needless war. That's pretty much the cliff notes on President Biden. And this is literally just in the last few moments, actually. New York Attorney General Letitia James, and let's remember, we have to put context to this. This is someone that before she was even the Attorney General had it out for President Trump. Full disclosure, I'm a former President Trump senior hotel executive. I interviewed with President Trump. I was hired directly by President Trump. And for about 2-3 years, just prior to starting a career in broadcasting, which is 31 years now, I worked directly with President Trump. But that doesn't mean I don't tell the truth about it. I just want to give you that disclaimer just to be more honest than the other side is. This individual, Letitia James, ran as a candidate saying that she would get President Trump and everyone in President Trump's orbit. Now, who does that? Who says that? This is America, darn it. In America, there's supposed to be a crime committed. Then you allege that someone has committed that crime. But they're in search of crimes with President Trump. Now, this is a civil matter, but it has very harsh words in it to make it appear that it is criminal in nature. But no matter what you hear about this as the day goes on, and you can rest assured, the Democrat media, and you look at all these things that are just coincidentally happening right before, weeks before, the most consequential election since the Civil War. Look at all these things, all these deadlines. A Trump trial has to start by October 19th, no later. I mean, the world ends if it doesn't start by the 19th. This fake January 6th committee, you know they're going to be coming out with some kind of interim report. Has to be before the election, of course, but they're not political. They'll keep telling you they're not political. Liz Cheney, that abominable individual, coming up with some fake legislation because they keep saying, she keeps saying it, the January 6th committee keeps saying it. I don't know why I mixed that up with the 9/11 committee, because the 9/11 committee was actually legitimate, equal number of Republicans and Democrats. You had the co-chair, Republican Tom Kaine, Democrat Lee Hamilton. That actually was a legitimate committee. This is a sham. This is a Democrat flim-flam operation all the way. But they always say, oh, no, we're not political. But everything they do is political. So they keep saying that there is no role for the vice president as it relates to the electors, certifying the electors, that it's a ministerial thing. It's just already done, and you're just a potted plant that sits there. Well, if that's true, if the vice president, who is the president of the Senate, has no power, then what do you need this legislation for? So they are liars who lie about lying. So if you think Letitia James announcing this, and she'll be raising funds off of it already, I promise you, already started. If you think it's a coincidence that this big worded civil suit that names President Trump, names his children Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, if you think any of this is just normal or a coincidence, you would be mistaken, and I don't think that you do. Also in the news, former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane has agreed to a plea deal for his role in the death of George Floyd. I can't fault him for taking the deal. You know, when you think you've done nothing wrong and that you certainly haven't done anything to deserve conviction, you can't take a chance on all these years, because he already had the federal sentence that he's serving. So to have the opportunity to take a plea deal, and Judge Peter Cahill has agreed to accept the plea deal, and that he will sentence Lane under the guidelines, saying because he has accepted responsibility for his role in the death of George Floyd, and he'll be able to serve that in, I think many of you know this, but let me just say it to get it out there. You can serve based on decisions made by various courts. You could be given multiple terms that either can be served consecutively or they can be served concurrently. One is very bad news. That means you serve all these years, and then when you get done serving the first one, the second one starts after that. That's obviously disastrous if you are the person that has been sentenced to that type of sentence. He's been given a sentence on this one, or will be. The judge has agreed that he will let him serve at the same time. So it's almost impossible. Other than principle, which obviously matters a whole lot, but we are living in a very dystopian, crazy time, but it does matter. Principle matters, but at the same time, if you're already serving 3 years for the one charge and you have the opportunity to serve this in the form of a plea agreement and you get to serve it at the exact same time, most people are going to take that deal. And in fact, the former officer Lane is going to take that deal. So that's also in the news. So it's a very, very busy news day. I'd like to comment a little bit about this New York Attorney General, Letitia James. I find her to be one of the most reprehensible DAs, attorney generals, you name it, of any level, top law enforcement. Appears to be strategic and highly hyper-partisan political. Remember, she was going to run for governor, and that lasted about, I don't know, 5 minutes, and then that was out of there. But very political, just the way this thing was announced this morning, promoting, you know, what a big blockbuster this was going to be. And of course, the timing of all this, I believe this. I'll submit it as an opinion because I can't prove it. But when you look at all the moving parts, all of this appears to be in coordination. If you think about it, the last going on 2 years now, we went from zero to very low inflation. Now we're between 8.3 and 9-ish under the Biden administration. We were energy independent, and we were a net oil exporter, and gasoline, and I know Todd has listeners from all over this wonderful country, so depending on where you're listening, this might not be your reality, but in many cases, most cases, gasoline was about $2 a gallon. And I'm not talking about premium blend. I'm talking about regular, about $2 a gallon, maybe a little bit more, but in that range. We know where it's at now. These fools get away with saying, oh, look, we're doing a great job. It's come down 50 cents in the past few months. I'm thinking, wait a minute now. You more than doubled the cost of a gallon of gasoline. In some cases, you tripled it. And 50 cents comes off over a couple of months, and you want credit as though your policies are working? This is insanity by definition. So we had high employment, high work participation rate. We had every demographic enjoying the best wages they had ever had. Every demographic, African American, men, women, Hispanic, I mean, you name it. Every single demographic was enjoying prior to Joe Biden. There's a demarcation line. It's undeniable. You can deny it, but you'd be lying. You look at where we were, you look at where we are. And I could keep going. Summer of Love, the horrific spike in murder rate, in violent crime, in defunding the police, and all these things we could go on and on and on about. The breaking of our immigration, the Trump policies were working, if you're being honest. This administration is not being honest. They lie. Karine Jean-Pierre, Joe Biden, the whole lot of them. When they say the border is closed and we're fixing the broken policies of Donald Trump, give me a break. We had stay in Mexico, which meant, guess what? If you are going to be welcomed into this country, then you come in. Not this stuff with the border wide open. You come in, and then if you're not welcome, we have to go find you somewhere. And then you've got the gotaways, you've got the drug dealers, you've got the human traffickers, you have the MS-13 and the other horrific gangs, you have terrorists, all of this. 2.5 million people this year. It'll be 5 million for the first 2 years of the Biden administration coming into this country. And we don't know who they are. But don't let your heart be troubled because, of course, if Ron DeSantis sends 50 people to Martha's Vineyard, well, that's the end of the world. Not the thousands every day. And we'll be talking about the border states a little bit later in Todd's program with a few members of the House of Representatives. 50 people that were given food and vouchers and signed permission that they knew where they were going, given maps to the beautiful Martha's Vineyard. How about this? Could they have gotten those 50 illegal aliens out of Martha's Vineyard? Now, remember, they're the beautiful people. They're the ones that support sanctuary cities. They support sanctuary states. But here they had 50 people. And these 50 didn't make it but for several hours. And they're gone. What a fraud. What a fraud they are. They're the same types of people that will tell you your carbon footprint is too big while their commercial airline planes are idling and their big SUVs are idling and burning fossil fuels. They're the ones that don't tell you about the strip mining and who's doing that labor and how horrific it all is, how expensive it all is. You ready for your $80,000 electric car that if something goes wrong, you have a $10,000 or $20,000 battery that you have to do something with, replace or whatever? And that this to them is progress. And oh, by the way, have an electric car, but we'll put an edict out telling you not to charge your electric car. So that's fantastic, isn't it? Then you've got big, large paperweights at that point. So when we mentioned at the beginning of the program, it's a busy news day. It is. There's a lot to unpack and a lot to share with you as the program continues. We'll take a brief time out. We'll be back in just a little bit. If you would like to react to anything that I've said or anything that's on your mind, this is the Todd Starnes Show. The phone lines are open, 844-747-8868. I hope you'll check in with the substitute teacher, Harry Hurley, filling in today with Grace and with Kyle. We'll be back in just a little bit. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. Harry Hurley filling in today. Let me add a little bit more color commentary, a little bit more context to the civil litigation filed today by New York State Attorney General Letitia James. She is seeking, quote unquote, around, it's not a hard and fast number, around $250 million. She is calling this disgorgement from the defendants. The defendants are President Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Ivanka Trump, the CEO or CFO rather, and several other entities within the Trump Organization. She's also seeking for the Trump Organization to be banned from having any involvement in commercial real estate acquisitions, of course, because she knows that's exactly what they do. So hit them where it hurts. And obviously, New York City, before they've destroyed it, used to be called the greatest city in the world. I just don't know that you can say that anymore with how dangerous it is. I remember when Rudy Giuliani saved New York, you had trash piled up 20, 30 feet high. You had rats as big as cats. You had squeegee guys, all kinds of things going on. And it does show you, though, if you elect the right philosophy of governance, you can fix just about anything. You really can. Because New York was in very bad shape, New York City. Very, very bad shape. So the Trump Organization would be barred from engaging in any commercial real estate acquisitions for 5 years. Trump himself and his children would be prohibited from serving as officers or directors in any corporation in the state. I mean, it really is just inviting you just to move out of New York. After all, that's what this horrific governor, fake governor, inherited governor, Kathy Hochul, says. She told people, get out, go to Florida. Hey, guess what? A lot of them did. New York City had, in the past 30 days, the most people ever in history to leave New York City for, guess where? Florida. That doesn't count the people that also left to go to Texas and to South Carolina and to other places around the country, Todd Starnes' country, you name it. So it's not a kill shot, but it's a big hit. If she prevails, that's obviously a lot of money. It prevents you from doing business. I mean, Donald Trump has been the king of New York real estate since I worked for him, well more than 30 years. This is, in my opinion, this is very Stalin-esque. This is show me the person and I'll show you the crime. This was an effort, and this is civil, but this is an effort of investigating in search of a crime. not investigating anything that's real, but in search of. And that's not what we're supposed to do in the United States of America. You're not supposed to pick a person by name and then say you're going to look at everything about them. When we come back, I'm going to shift gears to what I think is a definitive, important item that's right upon us in the next month. We'll be back in just a little bit. This is The Todd Starnes Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Welcome back. It is the Todd Starnes Show. Harry Hurley filling in today with executive producer Grace and producer Kyle. Now, Mike is in North Carolina. Mike, we're going to bring you on in just a moment. He's listening to the Todd Starnes Show over WSIC, and he's reading my mind, because if you go back to a similar election season, 1994, Newt Gingrich, the architect of the Contract with America, the Republicans told the American people, these are the things we will do. You need to put us in power. Democrats have been in the House in power for 40 consecutive years. It's unbelievable, isn't it? And they were terrible. And they controlled the Senate for much of it as well. The Republicans would have control for 2 years here and there. But it was basically 40 years of legislative Democratic control. But Republicans drilled down every single day and said, these are the things we will do. And the American people bought it. They hired them. I had been on the air for 3 years at the time. I remember January 1995 vividly. We took our show to the bowels of the Capitol and did it from the Capitol building for three straight days, a parade of all these members of Congress and the promises that they had made and the promises that they intended to keep. I know that Mike wants to talk about Republicans hammering home the issues, because right now, what Democrats are trying to get away with their co-conspirators in the Democrat national media, they're trying the old game of transference, what they're guilty of. They try to make you guilty of it. They're trying the game of distraction. Let's talk. If you think all this Trump stuff, the raid at Mar-a-Lago, this civil suit today, the trial or the trial that's coming up on October 19th, the January 6th committee disclosures that they're going to make. If you think all of this other stuff that's not on any list of what the American people care about, if you think it's an accident that that's what they're going to be doing, and that's what they have been doing, abortion, Trump, Martha's Vineyard, don't look at the 5 million that are getting in illegally. Look at the 50 that came to us beautiful people that we have to get rid of, even though we say we're sanctuary cities and states. So let's give Mike an opportunity to share his thoughts. Mike, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show.
Thanks, Harry. Glad to be there. Listen to the show every day when I can. A wonderful show and a great follow-up to Rush's. They were talking about that the other day, had his brother on. Wonderful follow-up behind Rush. I've been listening to you, and boy, you've just nailed it on the head, and I think Todd's pretty much there. We have three issues, I think, and the first two, which you've touched on, the economy.
Exactly.
Of course, and the border is a disaster.
Yep.
I think the third thing, if you're looking for some throw-off ads, would be their horrific mismanagement of foreign policy.
Yes.
I think anyone with any sense would know we wouldn't have a war in Ukraine if we didn't have such a weak White House.
We wouldn't have the mess we have, Mike. We wouldn't have the mess we have in Afghanistan. Imagine the sitting president with 50 years of experience that took the military out first, let everybody, all these horrific terrorists go free, left billions of dollars worth of equipment, and still we have Americans that are trying to get back home. We just don't talk about them anymore. They're just off, vaporized, like they don't even exist. And of course, women's rights are gone and everything else. And then you look at, you're absolutely right. If Donald Trump was serving his second consecutive term, now it's going to be two non-consecutive terms because he is going to run and he is going to win. And it'll even be better. He'll get to make America great twice. He'll be able to fix it twice. If he was in office, there was, in my estimation, Mike, zero chance that Putin would have invaded Ukraine. No way, no how.
And we're going to have a war in the Pacific. I mean, when you, it's a pathetic thing that we have the French and Germans are having to send their planes and ships to stand up to China because everybody knows if they hit Taiwan, it's a disaster for the world. But we know even Nancy Pelosi broke with Biden to go visit Taiwan. And we wonder why are they so weak on this? I think we know the answer.
Well, I think we know it. And Mike, see if you agree with me. It's not just that President Biden is weak and feckless, and he is, and basically an incoherent president. I mean, look, he said the pandemic is over twice. Now his people said, no, it's not. They're countermandering the president of the United States. But this is literally Joe Biden, in my estimation, that is compromised. So he cannot he's compromised in China. He's compromised in Ukraine. I believe he's compromised in Russia. I still would love to know, what did Hunter Biden do to get $2 million from the former mayor of Moscow's wife? You know, Hunter, we just love you. I'm gonna wire transfer $2 million. And don't you think if this was a Trump situation, you just replace the names, and you had this laptop from hell that Miranda Devine has done such tremendous work with, that is just a cavalcade of crime all through it, naming all the people. There's so much evidence. If this had Trump on it instead of Biden, every American, this would be market saturation level, nonstop insanity, and there would be so many criminal charges filed. I'd like to know, why did this guy pony up $2 million to pay some of Hunter Biden's back IRS obligations? What's that all about? And by the way, Mike, how come he can spit with a straw ink onto a sheet of copy paper and it sells for $500,000? Well, how'd that happen?
Well, it's a mess. And I think, like we said, you know, if we hammer the economy, get all these social issues out, ignore all this ridiculous stuff about Trump, focus on what they haven't done. They've destroyed the economy. They've let the country lose complete control of its borders. And they've made a mess of foreign policy. And if we keep this up, we're going to end up with a war with the Chinese. I mean, Mike, they think we're going to back down.
Mike, before we go, let me see if I'll take this for a test drive real quick and see if you're buying or selling this. I think we should simultaneously say, remember, on January 20th of 2021, a gallon of gasoline was $2 a gallon.
Oh, absolutely.
Inflation was between 0-1%-ish, no higher than 2%. Unemployment was basically non-existent. Only people that didn't want to work, or if you were not able-bodied, we understand that. But there were jobs for everyone. The wages could keep up. The supply chain wasn't broken. We could go on and on and on and on. We didn't have this kind of it's kind of interesting how they all warned that Trump would just blow up the world because he didn't have this experience that they seemed to call for, when it's Biden that has blown the whole thing up. So in the midst of saying we want to get the price of gas back, we want to once again be energy independent and a net oil exporter, how about Biden, after trashing the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, going there begging him to loosen up the spigot, which of course the Crown Prince told him to go scratch, and they're not doing it. They're actually going to cut back. Look at the Europe winter that they're going to have with Putin choking off their natural gas supply. They're going to have a cold winter. All of this from the so-called expert with 50 years experience.
They're terrible.
They are.
We just you're just right on the nose, and we just But we got to just coalesce it down to these issues, because I think the economy especially is huge for moderate Democrats and independents and waffling Republicans. If they really realize how bad it is and how bad it's going to get on their retirement, on buying new homes, all these things, I think we can get them to vote our way, and then we can deal with everything once we get the power.
Let me squeeze this in real quick, then we'll say goodbye, Mike. I loved your call, by the way. Remember Bill Clinton when he ran? It was great. It was great politics. It kept everything focused. It was the economy, stupid. James Carville, it was the economy, stupid. That, so then it didn't matter if he was accused of rape. Oh, I forgot that in my opening monologue. Somebody's coming back out and accusing President Trump of raping her in a changing room decades ago. So that's coming back. I mean, they are just throwing the kitchen sink at trying to distract the American people from what you're talking about. But if Republicans just keep saying that we're going to bring the price of gasoline down, we're going to bring the price of food down, we're going to fix this supply chain, all these things that are happening, record numbers of restaurants and businesses are closing all over the country because they can't find enough people to work and enough people to work that want to stay. And of course, the cost of doing business is so astronomical. Get on what you're saying. They should have done it before now. They said they were going to do it. They have to focus on the economy and then take back all that energy away from these other distractions that don't change anybody's life at all. Good to talk to you, Mike. Such a good point from the guest listener, Mike. That's what every single candidate running for the Republican Party, every single Republican incumbent, you run on the pocketbook issues. And it's not theory, it's not abstract, it's not difficult. They did it before. When Trump runs again, and he will, all he has to do is say, look, now it's not me making promises. I did this already, and we can do this again. But I need a Republican House, and I need a Republican Senate. And I will tell you that even though they have most of the media, but not all, talk radio, And a couple of outlets are not Democrat-owned and operated, still, I believe the American people get it. Because in the worst scenarios, Republicans win the House and most likely win the Senate. My theory is this. I want to see both change hands. One has to. Let me tell you how important this election is. I believe that the November 8th general election is the most important election since the Civil War. I know that might sound, to quote Joe Biden, like hyperbole. How often does he use that word? It makes me sick. He almost takes the word out of play so that when it really does fit, you don't want to say it. But I did it on purpose. Gave me a chance to mention that he says it. This election is so consequential that it is my belief that if they had two more years with the presidency in both houses of Congress, if they have it all for two more years, we lose the country. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it's true. And I've been saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it. Elections have consequences. Do you think when Joe Biden ran and said, I'm not like these crazy liberals, I'm moderate, Joe, do you think anybody really expected? I did, because he's a congenital liar, plagiarist, liar. I mean, this is what you get. Everything they say, the exact opposite is true. They say the border is closed and that they're fixing the problems that President Trump created. Come on. That's as unserious as anything can ever get. But if they have control for two more years, we lose the country. They're destroying education. They're destroying every traditional value that we know and love. They're trying to vaporize the history of this country and recast it that somehow the greatest country in the history of the world, that we're bad. There was a poll just released yesterday, and we couldn't get to 50% of America saying that America is the greatest country in the world. How is that possible? I'm going to tell you how. 70-some percent of Democrats say that we're not the greatest country in the world. Why didn't they ask the next obvious question after that? Well, you say that America is not the greatest country in the world. What is the greatest country in the world then? Wouldn't that be illustrative? Wouldn't that tell us a whole lot about where their head's at? What are they going to say? Russia? China? What country are they going to pick? 75% or 78%, thereabouts, say that America is not the greatest country in the world. Do you know how easy, I think, every listener in the Todd Starnes universe answers that question in a heartbeat? If you got asked the question, who is the greatest country in the world? Everybody would say United States of America. But not the Democrats. So a vast majority, 80-some percent of Republicans say we're the greatest country in the world. I think it's somewhere around 70%. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but this is close. 70-some percent of independents, and then close to 80% of Democrats, 75, 78% of Democrats say that we're not the greatest country in the world. That's how sick they are. How do you say that? How do you enjoy the incredible blessings of the greatest, freest nation that the world has ever known? How do you then answer that question that we're not the greatest country? Remember, Barack Obama, as a candidate, this should have been disqualifying on its face. He wasn't wearing a lapel flag, American flag. And finally, somebody in the media asked him. And his answer was, I don't want to take sides. How can anyone that wants to be the American president? So you know his whole thing, him and his father, they hated America. They hated the United Kingdom. All this is documented. Guy's written a couple books, are all about himself. It's amazing. Never had a job in his life till he became president. But didn't want to take sides. Told you it's a busy news day. We'll be back in just a little bit. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We are back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show with executive producer Grace and producer Kyle. My name is Harry Hurley, a longtime friend of Todd's. And what a wonderful colleague Todd is. A great voice in America. I've called him often the Paul Harvey of this generation. A great presenter, excellent leader, motivator, and most importantly, a great person. Kind, generous, a really, really good man. And that's why I'm sitting in today for Todd, because he's such a good friend and he's such a good man. And you have such a great show here. And it's one of the most important radio talk programs in America. And that's not just me saying it. That's Talkers Magazine, that year in and year out has Todd as one of the very important, most important top 100 talk radio hosts in America. It's a coveted list. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people do this, and there's room for 100 people on that. If you're on it, it doesn't matter if you're one or if you're 100, you're on it, you're on it. And Todd is every single year. Honor to fill in for you, my friend. Later on in the program, we'll be visiting with two great members of what I call the People's House, the United States House of Representatives. You know, it's very interesting in Montana, and I know it's kind of gone back and forth whether we're going to have two districts, but they've had one at-large congressman, Ryan Zinke, before, Matt Rosendale now, and that, for me, makes that like another United States senator. It's almost like Wyoming is the same. And thank God Liz Cheney is just a couple of months from being out of here. But don't worry. Just like James Comey, he got two book deals. Isn't that fantastic? That this guy that actually took confidential classified information and admitted that he gave it to some professor dude because he was afraid there wouldn't be an independent counsel appointed. I mean, nothing happened to Comey, did it? Just classified documents, no problem. But it's like having a third United States senator. He'll be joining us next hour, a little over a half hour from now, and Congressman Barry Loudermilk of Georgia.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Live from the Liberty University studio, this is, in fact, the Todd Starnes Show. My name is Harry Hurley, filling in today for Todd, who will be back tomorrow. And I have the privilege to work with executive producer Grace and producer Kyle, so you know I'm in good shape. Great program. Great to be here with you. It's a big news day. If you're just joining the program, we've got a lot to share with you this hour. And let me start with this. Because of changing all the rules, you know, one of the things that I was very regretful in the 2020 election cycle, all the energy was mistakenly put in something that couldn't be proven. Nobody was going to prove that machines failed or didn't, like the movie with Robin Williams when he became the president. Well, I forget what his Delacour or whatever it was called, voting machine would cast a vote, every other vote a different way, and that the wrong person won and all this stuff. That was never going to be proven, any of that. Even if you believe that, it was never going to be able to be proven. Here's what I did know, because I saw it happening in advance. And you got to give them credit. Democrats, when they can't win, they'll do anything. They'll cheat. They'll do anything in order to prevail. This is why they love it when elections are not decided on the same day. Because then they know exactly how many votes they need. And it's really bad. I know the demarcation line to all of this. Elections used to have finality. No one challenged them the way that they do now. And when Al Gore challenged the election of 2020, or I'm sorry, of 2000, it has forever changed to where now it's like, oh, we may not know tonight who wins. So they're already, who are they? Your friends in the Democrat media, already doing the prebuttal for why we may not know the results of key determinative races on election night. Oh, isn't that fantastic? You already know it in advance. Why doesn't somebody take a page out of what Florida does? They have a very large sampling. And we knew who the president, the presidential candidate that won the 2020 election by 10 o'clock. Many of the networks purposely wouldn't call Florida, but it was over. It was a comfortable, whatever, 5-point win for President Trump. And they counted all the vote by mail. And then they counted all the ballots that came in that day. We've got to get back into the business where we demand finality. Did they get away with saying that, oh, you have this amount of time for it to be postmarked after the election? I don't like any ballot. No ballot should be postmarked after the election. You need 2 weeks after the election? Who's delivering that mail? Who wants that job that you take 2 weeks to take what should take 1 day, 2 days, 3 days tops? But we may not know. And they'll say, oh, it's not just Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin. See, they all have these no-excuse mail-in ballot things. And there's all kinds of time. that they're given to get them in. And I, for one, I can't stand the fact forever in this country. You know, this isn't like when Lincoln was president and people didn't find out for 2 weeks and somebody in a carriage rode by your home and said, Lincoln won! And then you found out that Lincoln won. We knew that evening, usually in the 10, 11 o'clock hour, something like that, who would be the next president, who wins these other statewide races. Now we're getting pre-buttals that we may not know. So, for example, here's my prediction on the Todd Starnes Show. Grace, Kyle, mark the tape. I know it as sure as I'm saying this. Republicans will win the House, and we will know it that night. That's not going to be in doubt. My feeling is somewhere between 25, comfortable 25 to 35 seat Republican majority. That's over. No Trump trials, other star chamber proceedings, and all this other stuff. None of it's going to change any of that. Those races are district by district, and they're baked in, and it's over. And in fact, Chuck Schumer already said it's over. He just didn't tell you. He said Nancy Pelosi's in big trouble. It's over. Why do you think they're leaving ambassador to Italy open? Because Nancy Pelosi will not be the speaker this January, and she will leave the House of Representatives. And she will become the ambassador to Italy. Mark the tape. Now, on the Senate side, this is my bold prediction. I believe that Republicans, when all the votes are counted, regardless of anything that's going to go down, mail-in balloting, ballot boxes, all this stuff, any type of contest phases, so on. When it's all said and done, and it won't be that night, unfortunately, I don't believe, unless we have an absolute wave election where it won't matter how many are out, it's just over. That could happen. The Democrat media is trying to prevent a wave election. They know they can't prevent the inevitable. Democrats are going to lose at least one house of the legislature. My feeling is they're going to lose two, but I do admit the Senate is a little tougher to call. Republicans are defending more seats, and you have some interesting races. Now, if I knew right now that Herschel Walker beat Raphael Warnock and Laxalt wins in Nevada, there are two pickups right there, it's pretty much over at that point. Pennsylvania will be nice, and I think it is going to happen because, for me, this Fetterman, come on already. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, come on. This is ridiculous. So I think Oz will ultimately wind up winning that. He may not, but I think he will. Now, I will tell you right now, if Republicans win Pennsylvania, which would be a hold, the Toomey seat, if they win Nevada, which would be a pickup, and they win Georgia, which would be a pickup, I promise you, it's over. And Republicans would have at least a 51-49 or 52-48 seat majority. So my prediction on the Todd Starnes Show is Republicans win the House, and we know it, and it's announced, and it's self-evident on the night of November 8th. There'll be certain races that aren't decided, but that will just add to the totals. Literally, if you consider that there's 30 competitive races, this is the irony, 435 races, 700 people running, and I guess it's a little more than that in districts where you have more than just a Republican and a Democrat running, but we'll just say, just for just estimation purposes, all that many people running, and really only about 30 races are competitive. Isn't that amazing? After all of that, now Democrats would have to win all 30 of what are being called competitive races in order to keep what would be probably a 2 or 3 seat majority, something like that. 219 to 216, 218, 217. I mean, something, and it would be a nightmare for them because they have the squad and all of them. I mean, it would be impossible to govern. That's why you really want 15 seats would be comfortable. It's going to be more than that. I think it's going to be a minimum of 25. And then it doesn't, you know, you can have people that principal or certain votes that are cast can peel off, and you don't have any problem. If you have something where every single vote, every single time is white-knuckled, every 100% vote you would need every time, it becomes very, very difficult. It becomes impossible, actually, to govern. It's not going to be that. If Democrats were to pull it off, it would be that. They're losing seats, and I think they're going to lose quite a few seats. And like I said, I think that the minimum on my map is Republicans plus 25. And I really think it will be closer to 30-35. So that's going to be that there, and that will help to save the Republic. Now, Joe Biden will get very busy with his pen and his cordless phone. He'll be doing a lot of executive action, but that's not the same as this horrific legislation that we've seen to the tunes of trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions, more than $4 trillion that we're indebting our children's 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 children and keep going for a few more generations. It's an abomination what's going on. And what do we have to show for it? Horrific inflation, very, very structural imbalanced country in many, many ways. Nothing to show for it at all. But just get ready. On the Senate side, we're going to be hearing that key races are too close to call. There's too many ballots that still need to be counted. I mean, it's going to be sickening. It's going to be terrible. And yet for 200 and some years, probably 220 some out of 240 some, we always knew who won and who didn't win. And people accepted the results. You know, the Stacey Abrams is just beyond words to me. She has been a denier of the 2018 loss that she, and it wasn't close. Even the amount of votes that she was challenging, they were not enough to change the lead that Governor Kemp had. And yet the media kept acting like there's a challenge phase and like this could be turned around and she could win. They say Stacey almost Governor Abrams when it wasn't close. Here's the saving grace we have. As I speak to you today on the Todd Starn Show, Governor Kemp has a more than 8-point lead, very comfortable, and Stacey Abrams is failing in what allegedly is her strength, her wheelhouse, and that's new registration. So this whole luster, this fake luster that was on her candidacy as though they were positioning her to be the next president. She's going to get smoked in her race for governor. And that will make, unless you're, what's that guy in Texas, Beto O'Rourke, unless you're him and you just run for everything. Hey, I run for this, I lose. I'll run for this. I run for Senate now. Yeah, I lose. Now I'll run for governor. He's going to lose that too. Just keep running and losing and create your little cottage industry of all this money that comes in from all over the country as they try to nationalize these races. So expect to know that Republicans won the House. And expect to be told that there's not enough information, there's too many votes still outstanding, and that the Senate is too close to call. I really believe that when the polls close, and they close in most places at 8 o'clock at night, and I know we have different time zone differences, so that's different whether you're in Todd Starnes' country, which is an hour different than where I live on the East Coast, or 3 hours difference from me as opposed to the West Coast. But my belief is by 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on November 8th, there will be a forecast that the United States House of Representatives, when all the votes are counted, that there is a change and that the Republicans will have the majority. I don't think that's going to take 5 minutes into election night coverage. That is going to be self-evident, and it will be able to be forecasted and reported. The Senate, it's going to be just the opposite. They're going to say it's too close to call. And then you'll get tortured with these returns coming in, and then these goofy people saying, and we got the stronghold of this and that, not in yet, and it'll just be a nightmare. And then you'll wait and see. And in particular, it'll just be, won't it be just amazing, though, that all the key battleground states will be the ones that aren't going to know who won. Pennsylvania, I hope not Georgia, but probably Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and places like that. Always keep in mind that the Democrat media is, and I talk to people all the time, and the morale is better today than it was last week, but they had a lot of people convinced, oh my God, this November 8th can't get here quick enough. Are we going to lose? Is this? Are they getting away with this? Is this really going to happen? They're not getting away with it. Wait until the American people actually vote, and vote how much food costs, how much gasoline costs, and everything else. It's not going to be as close. Oh, Democrats, with their abortion strategy, they're really making gains. Look, they'll lose by less, but they're not making gains that will make them winners. They'll make the margin of defeat less than it would have been. That's the only difference. And maybe a handful of seats, House seats, that would have gone Republican might stay Democrat. They might luck out because of trickery. But no, it's the House is over. The Senate is very close, but the Republicans should have a 2-seat to 4-seat majority. And then it's on to 2024 for all the marbles. And that has a great chance to go well. We need to break. We'll be back more right after this. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back. It is the Todd Starnes Show with executive producer Grace and producer Kyle. I'm Harry Hurley, filling in for Todd. Todd will be back tomorrow. He's flying back from the left coast and cannot wait to be here with you tomorrow. So, Todd, thanks for the opportunity to fill in today. A point that I made in the last segment, but I really didn't get into the if you're a fan of Quinn Martin programs, the epilogue, the ending, in other words. I said that I felt it was a big mistake, and there were smart people doing this, when people were focusing on the 2020 election and getting hung up on the voting machines and if they were accurate and all this kind of stuff. Stuff you just, there was no way it was ever going to be proven. Here's what I said, and I said it in advance of the election. We needed to keep an eye. This whole Soros project of secretaries of state and board of elections and boards of canvassers, they all have different names around the country based on the individual states. And this, after all, in the national elections, it's not one national election. It's 50 state elections. And that's the way that it's supposed to be. It's the way it was set up. But what they really should have been focusing on, Republicans, in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and in Georgia and in other key battleground states, they changed the voting rules. They changed things like signature verification. And you went from, in Pennsylvania and Georgia, you went from having 4% and 5% declination of ballots that shouldn't have counted to 0.4%, 0.5%. Then the rest counted, ballots that shouldn't have counted. Now, that wasn't because of the machines. It was because they changed the way that you vote and what votes would be accepted versus what votes would be thrown out. That was all the difference. I mean, you look at Georgia. You had both Senator Perdue and Senator Kelly Loeffler. They both won, but they didn't get the 50% plus one. In most states, you don't need that. It's a shame, but you don't need that. You need it there, though. And then in the runoff election, they got to nationalize them because the Democrat media and the whole country that wanted to make sure that Republicans were not in power went and did what they did. And we see the result. Congressman Matt Rosendale from Montana is next on the Todd Starnes Show. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show with Grace and with Kyle. My name is Harry. I am privileged to be filling in today for Todd, who will be back tomorrow. He's traveling from the left coast back home and back where he belongs right here with you on tomorrow's program. Joining us right now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Todd Starnes Hotline is a distinguished member of the People's House of the United States House of Representatives, Matt Rosendale. And I've always looked at this like this is a third senator because it's one Congress member for the entire state of Montana. I think I'm right about that. But anyhow, joining us is Congressman Matt Rosendale. Welcome to Todd's program, Matt, Congressman.
Harry, I do the same amount of work with half the budget as a senator.
See?
Fortunately, I'm a solid fiscal conservative, so I can manage.
There you go. That's right. You only need half to do twice as much.
I only need half. That's exactly right.
I love it. And I love the letter that you and your fellow senator, because I'm going to basically call you senator, that your fellow senator sent to President Biden about not sending illegal immigrants to Montana. I'm sure this is not lost on you that, my goodness, we're talking, what, 2.5 million this year, 5 million by the end of the first 2 years of President Biden, illegals. We don't know who they are, some of them with very bad intentions, as you know, and 50 go to Martha's Vineyard, and you might think the world just ended the other day, Congressman.
You would. And I will tell you something. I have traveled to the southern border 3 times since being sworn into office January of 21. I hadn't been for a year, Harry, and I just went about 30 days ago to get updated. And, oh, my gosh, it has devolved even worse. And so, yeah, we did. Myself and Senator Dayne sent a letter to the president to make sure that we were very clear on the record that we did not want him to begin trying to transfer some of this problem, if you will, into Montana so that we would have to use the limited tax dollars. We only have 1 million people in the state. Think about that. Actually, he has brought more illegal immigrants into the country, 2.5 times more illegal immigrants into the country over the last 18, 20 months than the entire population of the state of Montana. And we just want to make sure that he does not try to do anything to increase our population any further by dropping people that would require all the services, have arrived here illegally, and we don't know who they are or what their intentions are.
Congressman Rosendale, what do you think, and I'm sure you think a lot and would have a lot to say on this, when you hear whether it's President Biden, some of his other underlings, Karine Jean-Pierre, when they actually, well, the vice president said it recently as well, Kamala Harris, when they say the border is secure, the border is closed, I mean, they should spontaneously combust of just intellectual dishonesty on the spot anytime they would even say that based upon the truth that we know.
The truth that we know is that there is a definition in statute. It's called operational control, very specifically lays out what that means. And I can tell you something. We do not have operational control of our border. It was put in the statute back in 2008. It was put into the Constitution, certainly, 250 years ago. And they don't. And our country is under an invasion right now. And, Harry, it's a big problem. Not only do we have the problem with all of these people that are here in our country illegally, and that is a massive problem that we're going to be dealing with for the next 15 years if we sealed it today. But in addition to that, we right now have got fentanyl streaming across our southern border. We are literally under a chemical attack from China. That's where the components are coming from to create this fentanyl. The cartels are pushing it across the border because it has a high profit margin for them, and it's killing our citizens. We are under a chemical attack. We had 105,000, roughly, individuals that died in our country last year from drug overdoses. The vast majority of that was from fentanyl. And so this is what's happening.
Yeah.
I talked to the state attorney general in Montana, and he told me it takes 48 hours for fentanyl to cross the southern border before it arrives in Montana and begins distribution. It's a major, major problem.
I'm going to follow up on that in a second. Just a quick reset. It's the Todd Starn Show, and on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Hotline is Congressman at Large for the great state of Montana, Congressman Matt Rosendale, for the next 5 minutes. And we still have a lot to talk about, a follow-up on that. And now they have this fentanyl, as you know, Congressman Rosendale, looking like candy.
I know. It's very disturbing. And again, the cartels, the Chinese, these people have made some decisions about what is the best way to undermine the United States of America. What is the best way to hurt us? And they know that this is a way to do it. It's very troubling to me when I hear my colleagues on the far left side of the aisle there, the Democrats throughout the nation, talk about compassion. And we saw how they demonstrated their compassion up in Martha's Vineyard the other day. Meanwhile, we have in the neighborhood of 250,000 people arriving to our country illegally every single month. And, Harry, that does not include the roughly 20,000 to 30,000 getaways. Okay, so let me ask you this. If it is so easy, and we know it is, I've been down there, it is so easy to enter into our country without having any kind of pushback whatsoever, and to be assisted by the federal government, to be transported by the federal government to another location around the country, why would anyone sneak in? Well, I will tell you, 20,000 to 30,000 people a month are sneaking in. Full camouflage dress from head to toe, head net, carpet shoes so that they don't leave footprints, sneaking into our country. Those are the criminals. Those are the terrorists. Those are the people that are looking to do harm here in our country. They are the ones that are bringing over the bulk of that fentanyl. And it is not compassionate to release them into our country. And quite frankly, it is not compassionate to incentivize 250,000 people a month to come to our country who have financial obligations to the cartel for transporting them up here, and young women that are going to be forced into prostitution, young men that are going to be forced to be mules to transport drugs into our country, or just people of all ages that are forced into indentured servitude for an extended period of time to make sure that they pay that debt off. And even once they get the debt paid off, they are living in the shadows of substandard wages because the Democrats in the United States have allowed them and incentivized them to come here.
So important and so well said. Joining us for a few more minutes on a very busy voting session day is United States Congressman at Large from Montana, Congressman Matt Rosendale. Let's touch on this in a couple of minutes that we have, because this is also very important. I have long maintained, I think you're going to agree with this, they don't want to let go of this emergency power stuff. So what a gaffe on the 60 Minutes interview the president made when not once but twice he definitively, unambiguously said the pandemic is over. You don't see anybody wearing masks. The pandemic's over. He wasn't saying the worst of it's over and all this cleanup in aisle six that they're all trying to do. He said what he said. And then, of course, everything he says is always subject to change when the people that are really running the executive branch correct him. So embarrassing, I have to say. But I've always maintained, and see what you say to this, Congressman, they don't want to let go of this emergency power. This gives them almost dictator-like powers. It's intoxicating to them. They never want to let it go. So he can't say the pandemic's over, because then the emergency powers are over, right?
You are spot on, Harry, and they are stuck between the proverbial rock and the hard place because he wants to put the country at ease and act like he is the one who has solved this pandemic problem. He is the one. They want to pretend that he is the one that solved the COVID situation. Meanwhile, natural immunity has gone around the globe, and unfortunately, we lost a lot of lives. The reality is a lot of people were going to die, regardless of who was vaccinated and who was wearing masks. And so it had to run its course. And it has done that, but you are 100% correct. They don't want to leave that power go. We still have people voting on the House floor by proxy. It is an absolute disgrace that we have members that do not show up on the House floor to vote either for or against the legislation that is being proposed before Congress. And their constituents should be aware of that.
Yeah, they don't want to let that go either.
Upwards of 100 people. 100 people.
Yeah, they don't want to let that go. They don't want to let that go. They don't even have to go show up. They can vote from wherever they are. I know you have to run. I know it's a busy day. I could talk to you forever, but we want to keep our word and get you out of here on time. Congressman Rosendale, great to visit with you on the Todd Starnes Show.
Thanks for having me on, Harry, and God bless you and your listeners.
You're a great American. Thank you. Let me set the stage, and we'll then step aside for just a little bit, and we'll come back strong. Coming up after the top of the hour break will be Congressman Barry Loudermilk. Among things that we'll be talking about, and obviously I'm going to bring up how important it is. To me, it's a moral imperative. It is an urgent imperative that Herschel Walker defeat Raphael Warnock. We'll get Congressman Loudermilk's take on that. We'll, of course, talk about the border crisis. This is something that Todd Starnes guest listener Mike talked about earlier in the program during his phone call in, and that is about the Republican commitment to America. This is this generation's contract with America. In other words, if we honor you with our vote and we make you the majority party, what will you do? It's huge. Doesn't get any bigger than that. We'll be talking about that. Of course, interest rates are going to go up again. The only question is, and it's almost surreal, it's now up to 20% possibility, not probability, but 20% possibility that the Fed might increase the interest rates by a full point, or what they call 100 basis points. It's more likely, about an 80% prospect, that it will increase by 75 basis points, or 0.75 point. Now, just to put the emphasis on what this means that everything becomes more expensive. Borrowing becomes more expensive. The house you want to buy, maybe that you qualified for yesterday, you might not qualify for tomorrow. This is serious, and this is what you get with runaway inflation when the Federal Reserve Board's only instrument in their tool chest in order to try to combat it is to bring immense pain. Can you believe that? In order to fix high inflation, you have to deliver pain. It's insidious. It's horrible. It's sick. And none of this had to be. This is all a direct byproduct of elections have consequences and the philosophy of governance of enormous tax and spend liberal socialist Democrats versus the free market, unbridled, then making it unlimited the potential for people to earn, for people to achieve, for businesses to prosper. You know, we've lost one third, and it's more than that now because more are closing every day, it seems. And I'm sure you're experiencing it in your communities. We had more than one third of all restaurants close forever. That's just incredible. And if America would have followed the Ron DeSantis blueprint of being responsible but not killing the economy, they didn't have it happen in Florida like it happened in all the blue states in particular. So, yes, we have a lot to still talk about in the remainder of Todd's program. And again, if you're just joining the Todd Starnes Show, Todd will be back tomorrow. He's traveling back from California. He'll be back here tomorrow to do what he does every day. And that's bringing you one of the most important programs in America. And I have one other item I want to share with you that I'm very excited about. Not only a great congressman, not only the only congressman in American history to switch parties and go from the majority party to the minority party, but he's going to be back in the majority in just a couple of months, and he happens to be my congressman. And he started his career at the very lowest level of government, basically, when I started my career in broadcasting. And we have been very, very good friends for over 30 years. United States Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who in the White House with President Trump switched from Democrat to Republican, and he never looked back. And under the Reagan doctrine, he didn't leave them. They left him. because this radical socialist Democrat agenda is so out of control that there are so many reasonable Democrats that are saying, oh, come on, how much further are you going to go with this? They can't even stand it. It's getting so out of control. So after Congressman Loudermilk, coming up at 35 minutes past the next hour, we'll be visiting with United States Congressman Jeff Van Drew. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Much more. This is The Todd Starnes Show. We are back with Grace and with Kyle. My name is Harry, filling in today for Todd, who will be back tomorrow, which is obviously a very, very good thing because, after all, this is The Todd Starnes Show. Let me conclude this hour with a comment, and I will giveth and I will taketh, a comment on the United States Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. And I say this with a heavy heart because he was outstanding. One of the things that goes on and especially in the more modern presidencies, they grasp how important it is to nominate as many people as you can for the judiciary, get as many as you can confirmed, because these positions, many times, they're for life, and it really matters. You look at some of these decisions that have been coming down. You know, there's only a handful of cases that get to the Supreme Court. So these courts right below the Supreme Court, many times, they become the final word. And Trump, in one term, President Trump, had one of the most successful presidencies in United States history in terms of the number of judges. I mean, look at the numbers on the Supreme Court alone. My goodness, in one term. That's very rare. You have to get lucky, too. He had all these openings. Mitch McConnell held the one over, or we would have had this horrific Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court for life. Imagine that. Look at this guy. The job he's done as Attorney General. My goodness. It would have been a Friday the 13th horror show, horror movie. Freddy Krueger. Pick your horror movie genre. Mitch McConnell was great when it came to that. And also lower court, getting them through committee, getting them onto the floor, getting them passed. He did a fabulous job, and President Trump has often said that. What I am very regretful about is that Mitch McConnell has said some things in this election cycle that are disgraceful. For the leader of a party, he must know he's not going to be the majority leader when they win the majority, because he commented actually adversely about Republican candidates. You don't do that. But now, privately, he's saying how optimistic he is. We'll be back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Live from the Liberty University studio, this is the Todd Starnes Show. Harry Hurley, privileged to fill in for my good friend Todd Starnes just for today, with executive producer Grace and producer Kyle. Thank you for the privilege to fill in just for today. Todd will be back tomorrow. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Hotline is one of the best. And we've got him for the next 10 minutes. It's a very busy voting session today in our nation's capital. Congressman Barry Loudermilk of the state of Georgia's 11th Congressional District joins us. Congressman, welcome to Todd's program.
Well, it's good to be with you today, and thank you for picking up the mantle for Todd, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much, Congressman Loudermilk. 1994 was the year. As you know, Democrats had control of the House of Representatives for 40 years, and along came the contract with America. The American people both liked it and voted for it. In Republicans' commitment to America, I see the same philosophy of governance being very appealing this November 8th. And, of course, we have to look now that so many people vote even before people are already voting now. But I really believe that you can't copycat it, but it's a prescription that works. Republicans came in. They kept their word. I believe every item in the Contract with America ultimately passed. Even Bill Clinton worked with it because it was so popular. He wanted to get a second term, so he worked with the team. Do you see the parallel between 1994 and this 2022 election cycle?
Oh, there's definitely a parallel, and it's not coincidental, because the architect of the 1994 Contract with America is engaged with us and has been engaged. Newt Gingrich has been working with us on this plan. And one of the things that we want to do is just not replicate what they did, but take the success of it and also look at, you know, what were the failures? How come some of that inevitably may have passed the House, but it didn't get all the way through? What is it that we can do better? And what we're doing is taking it a step further. Instead of the Contract with America saying, hey, we want to do line item one, and everyone campaigns on that, and it's great, but then when you get here, because you haven't defined what that means, you're not defining how you're going to do it, then you end up being your own worst enemy, because part of the Republicans say, actually, I want to do it this way instead of that way. So what we're doing is coming out with some of the details. Not only is it the Contract with America, but we're going to have legislation with it, we're going to have details. This is what we're going to do. And we're looking for buy-in from all of America. This isn't just a Republican plan, even though the Republicans are taking it from a constitutional standpoint and a conservative standpoint. Americans are ready for less government, not more, because when you look at the issues we're facing, it's because of too much government across the board. It's the inflation. I just had a hearing today with the largest bank CEOs. One of them came out and said, look, it's clear the reason we're facing inflation is because of the deficit spending by Congress, which the Democrats, basically their answer to that is, well, we just need to spend more. You know, I've never met anybody that spent themselves out of debt.
Yes.
So we have to address these things, one on the short term and another on the long term. This is a long game. We're not going to get out of debt in the next year or 2 years, but we can in 10 or 12 years if we follow a plan. And so that's what I think is so great about this. And when it rolls out, you're not going to hear it rolled out just from Washington, D.C. It's going to be rolled out across the entire country. Every Republican member of Congress is going to be rolling this out, the details of this plan, because this is something we've worked on. It isn't something that has just come top down from the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy. This is because of working groups that we put together over a year ago, looking at the problems of America and say, how can we fix this? More importantly, what can we do to allow Americans to fix the problems themselves by getting government out of the way?
Congressman Loudermilk, how concerned are you that not only the Democrat media, but of course their accomplices, the Democrats that you're running against, they cannot run on the cost of a gallon of gasoline, because obviously it was like $2 before they broke it all. We were energy independent. We were a net oil exporter. We had anywhere from 0 to maybe 1.5% inflation. Now it's just over the moon, over the top, off the charts. They can't run on anything. Their record is terrible. We're going to get to the border crisis. Their record on that, they've broken that. So, of course, now they're running on my former boss, President Trump. They're running on abortion. They're running on 50 people came to Martha's Vineyard. I thought they should have loved that. They say they're sanctuary cities and states, but I guess they didn't like it so much. How concerned are you that they have any chance of succeeding in transference and flipping the script and getting the American people to look at the shiny object instead of what's right in front of them?
Well, I mean, that's always a concern, but what's unique about this election, this is one election that we don't have to go out and tell Americans how bad their policies are, because Americans are living it every day.
Yeah.
When you look at what the top line issues are, they keep trying to push other issues. But when you go get a tank of gas, you go try to buy groceries at the store, and then you find out that, you know, four small bags of groceries are costing over $100, there's a constant reminder that Washington is the problem, and it's a Democrat-controlled federal government that is basically the entire issue. So this is what's so great about this, is you have independents, you have moderates, that they understand, look, they may be socially liberal, but they also have to balance their checkbook. They also have to buy gas. And they're like, look, the Democrats and their progressively ideologically left-leaning policies are hurting us. They're hurting America. And it's not that I think all of a sudden there's going to be an epiphany across the United States that that massive groups all of a sudden become Republican. No, what I think they're going to say is these other folks have messed it up so bad, we're at least going to give Republicans a chance to fix it.
Yeah.
And so if we focus on the economy, if we focus on these issues, then it's a win for us, and then we have to deliver.
It's exactly right. It's the Todd Starnes Show with United States Congressman Barry Loudermilk of Georgia's 11th Congressional District. We have him for a few more minutes on a very, very busy voting session day in our nation's capital. We have to talk about the border. Abject failure by any measure. They have the audacity, all of them, Biden, the whole peanut gallery, Prime Minister Klain, that's his nickname, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen on the Todd Starnes Show. I know that the congressman has heard it before. He thinks he's the prime minister. You've got Susan Rice. You've got all these characters, Karine Jean-Pierre. They say that Kamala Harris, the vice president, they will say the border is secure. The border is closed. Even the illegals coming into the country have gone on camera to say the border is open. That's why I'm here. I got in because it's open, and I came because I was told it was open. So it's complete intellectual dishonesty. I believe that Remain in Mexico under President Trump was working this way. If you can come in, you come in. If you're not supposed to come in, never got in the first place. Seemed like a pretty good idea to me. What are your thoughts, Congressman, about the border?
Well, it offends me that this White House and the Democrat leadership think so little of America that they will tell the people the border is secure. Mm. Are you kidding me? The entire world knows our border is not secure. That just shows the disregard they have for the American people. It's almost, it's offensive of how stupid they think Americans are.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we're just going to tell you need to believe it. But the irony in all this is when the governors of Texas and Florida started taking action, and Americans were seeing it, they were responding positively. Yeah, this is a good idea. So they called a emergency meeting at the White House to determine what should they do about this. My answer is secure the border. You don't have to worry about what are you going to do about the immigrants that are being bused into other areas. Just secure the border. But then when you look at what happened in Martha's Vineyard, they deported them. They called the National Guard in, and they deported them off of that island.
In record time.
In record time. Absolutely.
Yeah, they should be that responsive to everything that they do. Boy, that was a profile in courage there. They had to get them out of there as quick as they can. So they speak one way. They say they're for all of this. But no, they don't want it in their neighborhood. But it's okay in your neighborhood. Really incredible stuff. I know you have to run. How important? You're running on the ballot. You have no problems. You're good. You're good to go. But there's some tough races. Herschel Walker, yeah, who I believe is going to win. I believe it's imperative that he defeat Raphael Warnock. And of course, Governor Kemp defeating Stacey Abrams, which is looking more and more comfortable. Make a quick comment about the ballot, how important these positions are.
Absolutely. Herschel Walker could be the deciding factor of whether we continue on with the Democrat majority or a Republican majority.
Correct.
I hope it's Herschel plus several more, which I think it can be. And you're right. We feel we're very confident in our own race. So we're spending our time helping others. I think Governor Kemp's in a really good place because he's shown courage. He's shown how to lead out of terrible situations, and he stood up against an oppressive federal government, including the current administration. And so people are responding because Georgia's economy is good, except for the problems the national economy is causing. And so, and Herschel is beginning to show who he really is, and people are responding very positively, and they're sick and tired of Washington elitists, which Warnock is one of those. I've never seen somebody who adopted that so quickly.
That's so true.
I'm in good shape.
I know you have to run. I want to squeeze this in. I know you have to run, Congressman Rosendale. Were you, you've seen it all, but were you at least a little bit surprised, a little bit shocked? Because I thought I heard it all, too, in the last 31 years doing what I do. But when Stacey Abrams said that the state of Georgia is the worst state in America, who in the world says that that wants to be the chief executive officer of the executive branch at the state level? Who says that?
It's the same reason they say everything is okay, the same reason they say there's no inflation, the same reason that they say the gas prices are Putin's problem. No, it's big oil. It's because they can't tell the truth because the truth doesn't make them look good. So they believe they're better at telling a lie than we are telling the truth. The problem is their lies are catching up with them. Stacey Abrams, she knows that isn't true, but she can't give Brian Kemp any credit for doing anything right. So let's just try to make everybody think that Georgia's that bad, but it backfires on them.
Congressman Loudermilk, thank you for the bonus time because I know you have to run. Appreciate you and the great job that you do for Georgia's 11th and the country. All the best to you, sir.
All right. All right. Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. That is Congressman Barry Loudermilk of Georgia's 11th Congressional District. We're going to be right back in just a few minutes. And then coming up after the bottom of the hour break, we will be joined by yet another member of the People's House, United States Congressman Jeff Van Drew. And yes, he's in the same situation. All the members who have joined us today on the Todd Starnes Show today, they've been outstanding because it is an enormous, I think they have 22 times four different votes that they're doing. Because remember, they vote and then they vote on amendments and they vote on this and they vote on that. So sometimes you might think it's 22 votes, but it might be actually 88 votes. So it's an extremely busy voting day. And you know, with the election coming up soon, they like to get out to get back into the districts so that this is making it an extremely busy voting time in our nation's capital. So we thank the good Congressman Barry Loudermilk from Georgia, from the 11th District, Congressman Barry Loudermilk live right here because this is the Todd Starnes Show. We are back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show with executive producer Grace and producer Kyle. I'm Harry Hurley filling in just for today, Todd. We'll be back tomorrow. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Let me give you an example. Now, this is unique, but when we take full advantage of the resources that we have, these are the kinds of things that are possible. Alaska is a very rich oil state. And they've always been very smart, in my estimation. And look, I'm a big fan. I watch these different shows that are based out of Alaska. I love them. They're also very eco-friendly. You can do both. I know the Democrat Socialists will make you believe that fossil fuels are evil. And but look at the things they go for. They'll let oil go on ships and in trucks to have all kinds of potential eco disasters, but they're not for pipelines that can move it very, very clean and secure and safe. Just they everything they do is backwards. It's like a dystopian, bizarro world. Nearly every single Alaskan, just in the past 24 hours, have received more than $3,000 each. You've got one amount that goes out for like $2,622. Then they add a one-time benefit on the top of that to help with the high energy costs that are happening. That's another $662. You know, so you add all that up, and it's in the range of, you know, close to $3,300. They directly deposited $1.6 billion of these payments to the Alaska people that started hitting their bank accounts on Tuesday, yesterday, and some that have asked for a physical check. It'll arrive at a later date. But what a difference. What a difference in terms of philosophy of governance. And we were we've talked about this a few times today on the Todd Starnes Show. We were energy independent and we were a net oil exporter. Now we are begging people that don't like us very much to help us out. Doesn't really make a lot of sense. And let me tell you, one of the most disgraceful acts of all time, President Biden continuing to take oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. That's not supposed to be done like this. They're down to a level, I can't remember the year that I saw recently, but they are down to levels not seen in quite a while. But what a great idea this would be. And incidentally, just a programming note, because I just spoke with them a moment ago, and we've been telling you it's a very busy voting session. We were expecting Congressman Van Drew at about 35 minutes past the hour. It's now going to be closer to 40 minutes past the hour, just for your planning purposes, because we've announced that he's coming on. We have a lot of content that we're going to share with you. The time will be well spent. We'll just wind up having Congressman Van Drew a little bit later than we had thought, but not too much later. So that's coming up after the bottom of the hour break. United States Congressman Jeff Van Drew from the 2nd Congressional District in New Jersey, and he knows recently what it was like to be in the majority, and we'll restate that coming up. But in a very rare event, well, so rare, it's happened exactly one time in all of American history, and that was in the last year or so, when Van Drew switched from the majority Democrat Party to the minority Republican Party. But in a few months, he will be back in the majority. We'll visit with him in just a little bit. Stay with us, because this is the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show with executive producer Grace and producer Kyle. Harry Hurley filling in just for today. Todd will be back tomorrow. Welcome. This is the Todd Starnes Show. On behalf of Todd, and a real benefit for all of the great guest listeners of the Todd Starnes Show, MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, who I know and he's a good guy, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. That's you. The Percale and Giza Dream Bed Sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale for as low as $29.98. That's $29.98 with our listener promo code, and I'll give it to you in just a moment. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. We have, my wife Margie and I, we have the Giza Dream Bed Sheet sets, and they are fantastic. One of the cool things, a lot of these mattresses now are very tall, and you need that big sheet, or there's just no way to keep the sheet on the bed. They're fantastic, and I sleep on one every night. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They really do. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. We'll give you two ways. Call 1-800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNES, STARNES, or go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNES. Let me tell you a little bit about Congressman Van Drew, because he's going to join us in just a couple of minutes. That way we can get right into it. I don't have to do any introduction at all. Congressman Van Drew and I, we go back over 30 years. My career in broadcasting, his career in public service, began basically on almost the same day. He has served at basically every level of government, local legislative branch, local mayor, what was called county freeholder. Some people call it commissioner. So he served at the county level. He was the first Democrat since Reconstruction to win countywide in his county. So he was always a special Democrat And I always maintained, really, that he was a Republican. But it took basically nearly three decades, and he made the switch in the Oval Office with President Trump in a very celebrated switch from the majority Democrat Party to the minority Republican Party, becoming the first member of the House of Representatives in the entire history of the Republic to switch from the majority party to the minority party. In other words, no one had ever done it before. He had served after the county level in the lower legislative state chamber, then in the Senate of New Jersey, in the state Senate, and now running for a third term for the United States House of Representatives in the 2nd Congressional District of New Jersey. He is a really effective member. He's a very responsive individual and just a right of personal privilege. Every year, and Todd was our featured guest speaker just a few years ago, we do a charity dinner and we feature a major figure. In fact, yeah, Grace, he is ready. I just got word from his office. He's ready for you. So you could give a call back now. Congressman Van Drew is filling the role that Todd did a couple of years ago. And we've talked about this on Todd's show before. We do an annual charity dinner. It's a who's who event in our community in New Jersey. We feature great people as what we call our guest of honor and keynote speaker. And Congressman Van Drew will do that role this upcoming Friday, October 7th, and we can't properly thank him enough because it really does bring a lot of people together, and it gives us the opportunity. The whole point of my charity is to write grants and help people that are doing important work, people that need help, and my goodness, now more than ever. So we'll let Congressman Van Drew know, who right now is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Hotline on the Todd Starn Show, that we gave you a rousing introduction, Congressman. Welcome to Todd's program.
Oh, it's great to be on with you, Harry. I was squeezed in here, and I was so hopeful I'd be able to do it. You know, it's a funny business. We're supposed to have five-minute votes and 15-minute votes, and some guys just don't show up. And so then we're stuck waiting, but there's only so long you can wait. So long story short, I literally just walked off the floor, voted in my last vote for the morning, and am now sitting in a – we have these old telephone booths here that actually keep it kind of quiet, which is nice. And I'm sitting there, and I'm able to speak with you, which I'm glad. Made it
me
by
too.
A minute, literally.
Yeah, me too. Congressman Jeff Andrew on the Todd Starn Show. Well, obviously, this upcoming November 8th is one of the most consequential elections in American history. You and I both agree on that. Give Todd's listeners an idea of just how important and what's at stake.
It's everything. It's literally American society as we know it. It's America as we know it. It is the republic as we know it. That is on the line, that is on the precipice, that, you know, if we're not careful, we're going to lose. This is no joke. It is the most consequential election of history, maybe other than the Civil War, and it would give the Civil War a run for its money, because there may not be fighting in our streets, God help us, but what is going on and changing, for example, just our education system. I was at a press conference with Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday, speaking about what they're doing to our children, changing their sexual identity, not discussing this with their parents, literally removing their breasts, changing their genitals, giving them chemical castration, and not teaching them what they're supposed to learn in school, not teaching them about our great heroes and great Americans. What's going on with our military? We've had to lower the standards because the military is so poorly treated and so unfocused on the wrong thing now. Again, this sexual gender change stuff that many people don't want to go into the military, so we've had to literally lower our standards. Same thing has happened to our police. Our crime rate is at a record high. It is dangerous in most soon as people get in jail, they're let right out of jail. We don't even have a system that works anymore. How about our energy portfolio? We were number one in energy, and now we literally are unable to compete around the world. We're on our hands and knees begging like dogs other countries for energy, for oil, and so is Europe in the same situation. How wrong is that? How terrible is that? Look what happened in Afghanistan. My God, that's the worst military maneuver, I think, in the history of the United States, what happened there. And we still have good Afghanis and good Americans that are stuck in Afghanistan, and we took in some people that are on the terror watch list. And if you want to talk about the terror watch list, let's talk about our gaping, wide-open borders where people are coming in by the millions. It literally, if we took all the people that were in actually came in to America illegally during the Biden administration, and put them together in one state, it would be the 35th largest state. They're bringing disease. They're literally bringing the cartel. They are raping and hurting women and children. They're organ harvesting. They're allowing fentanyl to come in from China through the United States. China's laughing at us. And you know what? It's because we have weakness. We have a weak president. We have a weak Congress. We have a weak administration. If we don't straighten this out, our country is going to fail. It will not be the republic, that Franklin spoke about.
On the Todd Starnes Show, Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Hotline is United States Congressman Jeff Andrew from New Jersey, 2nd Congressional District. He's running on the ballot this November 8th for a third consecutive term to the People's House, to the United States House of Representatives. You did something that I outlined in my introduction of you right before you arrived, and you did something that's never happened in American history, in all recorded American history. No member of the House of Representatives that was in the majority party ever left to switch to the minority party. You did that, and you're going to be rewarded because it was a very principled thing, and you've done a tremendous job then and now, to be honest. You've been my friend. It didn't matter to me if you're Democrat or Republican, but I thought that it was the absolute appropriate move because obviously that former party of yours has gone berserk. I mean, they're socialists now. They're not Democrats. I mean, you could do the Reagan line. You didn't leave them, but you did something that was never done before, and I know you. You're very smart, and you study things. That was a big move, wasn't it?
It was a big move, but it was the only move to be made. And yes, it turned out to be smart in the end, but to be honest with you, more important than being smart to me was that I wanted to be ethical. Harry, I couldn't do it anymore. I was sitting there on that side. That's not the Democratic Party that I knew. This is a woke party that believes in abortion up to the 9th month and beyond, and all the other things I mentioned. I mean, things that I couldn't sleep at night, and I couldn't vote for them, and I didn't want to be part of it, and I don't believe in it. And
Congressman, President Kennedy could not win a Democrat primary today, could he?
No, he could not. Can you imagine? I'm glad you brought that up. Can you imagine if a candidate in the Democratic Party, it would be okay in the Republican Party, but in the Democratic Party said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
He would get booed today. At a Democratic convention, they wouldn't allow him to speak. And if they did allow him to speak, he would get booed.
Absolutely. That's how much they've changed. So I couldn't be part of it anymore. I couldn't be part of the illegal impeachment. I couldn't be part of the fake Russian collusion. I couldn't be part of, you know, just ignoring all the things that Hillary Clinton had done as Secretary of State in the past and how she destroyed all the records and nothing was done. I can't be part of literally what Hunter Biden has done in so many ways to diminish and demean and corrupt this country, and his father was part of it. These aren't good people. I don't mean to be mean-spirited,
no.
I'm not. These are not good people. And I'll tell you, and I've told you the story before, and you know her well. You've known her for almost as many years as you know me. I was walking home that day when they said to me, they told me that you will obey and that you will vote for the impeachment. And I said, you don't know me. I'm from Jersey. And that was just me trying to be a little funny. But yeah. The point was, welcome back. And I remember saying to Allison, you know, look, you know, everything has its beginning and its end. And this very well may be, you know, the time for me to say, you did a lot of years. You hopefully did some good things. You gave it your best. And maybe time to move on to something else. There's a lot of things I can do. And went home. And, of course, as you know the story, got a call from the White House. And the president wanted to meet me. And we met and we talked for an hour and a half. And he pledged to me that he would make sure that, you know, I had his strength behind me, that nobody would try any, you know, wise guy stuff on either party. And that, you know, we had each other, and we did. He is my friend to this day. I don't care. Some people don't like him. I understand that. But I will tell you this, and I say it all the time, damn, I'd rather have a few mean tweets now and then, but have a USA that was number one in the world and was doing great than what we have now. So,
no question about that. We are 3 minutes from a hard break. Let me get this in. I did ask two of your colleagues earlier, your colleagues from Montana and Georgia, this question. Do you have any concern that the Democrats' distraction campaign of running against President Trump, running against or for abortion, not running at all on their horrific, indefensible record of the past 2 years. So it's all about other things, typically things that are really not even that high, or some of them don't register at all in terms of the important issues to the American people. But since they can't run on what they've done, they've wrecked our economy, they've wrecked immigration. I mean, their record is probably the worst of any session, 2 year session of the House of Representatives in the history of the Republic. It's that bad. Do you have a concern that they could get away with talking about other things and mucking it all up and making this about something it really isn't?
Let me be clear. I'm always concerned with them. When you are in a war, and we are this time, for the soul of this nation, you have to be concerned. They're smart. They're wily, they're shrewd, they're capable of doing anything, and they're capable of certainly lying and not telling the truth as well. So they are absolutely going to try everything they can. I mean, not to be candid, but there was an advertisement. They just were playing out west, and somebody sent it to me, and it was a picture of a man. It looked almost like soft porn, a man and woman starting to make love. And she asks if he has a condom. He says yes. And then he goes to reach into his drawer, and you have this very statuesque, serious-looking Republican there saying, no birth control under us. We won the election. We're Republican. You're not going to get to use birth control. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they're doing. Look what they're doing to Oz. I mean, so are we going to win? Yes.
Yes.
We are. We're definitely going to win the House. I think we're going to get the Senate by a vote.
Yeah, me too.
I really think Georgia's going to go our way.
Yep.
But I also think...
Down to about 20 seconds.
We have to be aware. We have to be sharp. We have to play hard. We have to stand tall, and we have to have ones made of brass, okay?
Congressman Van Drew, thank you for making time for us today. I know it was a very, very busy voting session day. Thank you, sir.
Committee hearing, too. That's why. But thank you. I love getting on your show, and thank you so much, Harry.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Jeff Andrew, live on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Hotline, because this is the very relevant Todd Starn Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show with executive producer Grace, producer Ryan. I am Kyle. I am, sorry, Kyle. I am Harry Hurley filling in today for Todd, who will be back tomorrow. Now, I was just getting an email from a friend of mine named Ryan, by the way, who just shared with me. I think it's hot off the presses. This show has been breaking news all afternoon long. The Federal Reserve Board, it's not a surprise. The only cliffhanger would have been, would it be 75 basis points or would it be 100 basis points? And it's another jumbo 75 basis points increase. So buying your mortgage, buying your next car, buying your home, everything just got more expensive. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our own beliefs, but they actually do something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.